Hello, welcome back to Praying with Scripture. We're very happy to host this wonderful podcast, which we aim to make the most accessible and spiritual podcast that uses the Divine Office liturgy on the entire internet, but also a deep podcast where we go over the office of readings and we pray the Psalms deeply as we learn about the liturgical year. Most of you, I think, know that this is the holy season, the consecrated time for righteousness, faith, prayer, almsgiving, and fasting to prepare us to live the life that Christ has died and risen to give us. So we're going to begin right there with our prayers for Lent, for this day in Lent. There's a lot of saints that you can celebrate in the office too, that you have the option to celebrate. But during special seasons like this, they try to keep the saints to a minimum so that you don't have something that causes you to break out of Lent every other day or something like that. This is Friday, too, so there are special penances. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We shall try for as many of these wonderful Friday Psalms. They're the Psalms of Christ's Passion on Friday. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We already did that. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Or come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let's go with that first one. And then there's four invitatory psalms we have to pick from. Psalm 95. Or we could have these other three. Psalm 24 it is. The Lord's entry into his temple. Christ opened heaven for us in the manhood he assumed. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. O gates, lift higher heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. 40 days and 40 nights, you were fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights, tempted and yet undefiled. Shall not we your sorrow share, and from worldly joys abstain, fasting with unceasing prayer, strong with you to suffer pain? Then if Satan on us press, flesh or spirit to assail, victor in the wilderness, grant we may not faint nor fail. So shall we have peace divine. Holier gladness ours shall be. Round us too shall angels shine, such as served you faithfully. Keep, O keep us, Savior dear, ever constant by your side, that with you we may appear at the eternal Easter tide. Now we begin praying the Psalms, the Psalmody. Antiphon 1 is, I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Psalm 69, I am consumed with zeal for your house. They've chosen that quote from Jesus for this psalm. Caption, they offered him a mixture of wine and gall. Matthew 27:34. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, Lord God of armies, of hosts. Let not those who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. So that was the glory to the Father, as it was in the beginning. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray for us and pray with us, Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity now. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Holy Mother of Jesus, Mother of God, pray for us. Immaculate Conception, conceived without sin. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. I know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion. For consolers, not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Antiphon 3. Seek the Lord, and you will live. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures, for God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. And men shall dwell there in possession, the sons of his servants shall inherit it, those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God our Father, to show the way to salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross go before us. You fulfilled these ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. In honor of Mary, we pray that this immaculate conception, conceived without sin, pray for us and save us. By your maternal care, intercede before the Son of God for us. Amen. Help us burn with love for your Son and the contemplation of his wounds. Bring us greater wisdom and a sense of your truth, beauty, and goodness. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, help us. Seek the Lord, and you will live. Now we turn over to the readings, the lesson, as we like to call it, to be a little old-fashioned. I believe we have a little tiny bit to make up from yesterday, if we want to. Reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, the second version of the book of the covenant. The Lord said to Moses, "Here is the covenant I will make. Before the eyes of all your people, I will work such marvels as has never been wrought in any nation anywhere on earth, so that this people among whom you live may see how awe-inspiring are the deeds which I, the Lord, will do at your side. But you, on your part, must keep the commandments I am giving you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Take care, therefore, not to make a covenant with these inhabitants of the land that you are to enter, else they will become a snare among you. Tear down their altars, smash their sacred pillars, and cut down their sacred poles. You shall not worship any other god, for the Lord is the jealous one. A jealous God is he. Do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. Else when they render their wanton worship to their gods and sacrifice to them, one of them may invite you, and you may partake of his sacrifice. Neither shall you take their daughters as wives for your sons. Otherwise, when their daughters render their wanton worship to their gods, they will make your sons do the same. You shall not make for yourselves molten gods. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days at the prescribed time in the month of Abib, you are to eat unleavened bread as I commanded you, for in the month of Abib you came out of Egypt. To me belongs every firstborn male that opens the womb among all your livestock, whether in the herd or in the flock. The firstling of an ass you shall redeem with one of the flock. If you do not redeem it, you must break its neck. The firstborn among your sons you shall redeem. No one shall appear before me empty-handed. For 6 days you may work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. On that day you must rest, even during the seasons of plowing and harvesting. You shall keep the feast of weeks for the first of the wheat harvest. Likewise, the feast at the fruit harvest at the close of the year. 3 times a year all your men shall appear before the Lord God of Israel. Since I will drive out the nations before you to give you a large territory, there will be no one to covet your land when you go up 3 times a year to appear before the Lord your God. You shall not offer me the blood of sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the Passover sacrifice of the Passover feast be kept overnight for the next day. Your choicest first fruits of your soil you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with them I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. So that was our passage called the second version, or the second version of the Book of the Covenant is the caption that the church chose. Picking up the story from the next chapter of Exodus, we get a more upbeat story. Moses said to the Israelites, see, the Lord has chosen Bethel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and has filled him with a divine spirit of with skill and understanding and knowledge in every craft, in the production of embroidery, in making things of gold, silver, or bronze, in cunning and mounting precious stones, in carving wood, and in every other craft. He has also given both him and Oholibel, son of Ashmitha, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has endowed them with skill to execute all types of work, engraving, embroidering, the making of variegated cloth of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen thread, weaving, and all other arts and crafts. Bethel, therefore, you will set to work with Oholibab and with all the experts whom the Lord has endowed with skill and understanding in knowing how to execute all the work for the service of the sanctuary, just as the Lord has commanded. Bethzael made the ark of the ark of Acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. The inside and outside were plated with gold, and a molding of gold was put around it. 4 gold rings were cast and put on its 4 supports, 2 rings for one side and 2 for the opposite side. Poles of Acacia wood were made and plated with gold. These were put through the rings on the sides of the ark for carrying it. The propitiatory was made of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. 2 cherubim of beaten gold were made for the 2 ends of the propitiatory, 1 cherubim. Fastened at one end, the other at the other end, springing directly from the propitiatory at its 2 ends. The cherubim had their wings spread out above, covering the propitiatory with them. They were turned toward each other, but with their faces looking toward the propitiatory. So pretty cool. Everyone had something to contribute to the making of the sacred place, the temple of God. Responsory prayer. How dear to me your dwelling place, Lord God of armies. My soul is yearning for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh exult in the living God. How holy is the sanctuary of the Most High. God fills it with his presence and his eternal strength. My heart and my flesh exult in the living God. Once again, it's just good to remember. We have these beautiful readings, and we can reflect on them later on. They're from Exodus chapter 34 and 35. Our second reading from the tradition of the church is from the Moral Reflections on Job by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. The mystery of our new life in Christ. Holy Job is a type of the church. At one time, he speaks for the body, at another for the head. As he speaks of its members, he is suddenly caught up to speak in the name of their head. It is so here, where he says, I have suffered this without sin on my hands, for my prayer to God was pure. Christ suffered without sin on his hands, for he committed no sin, and deceit was not found on his lips. Yet he suffered the pain of the cross for our redemption. His prayer to God was pure, his alone out of all mankind. For in the midst of his suffering, he prayed for his persecutors. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. It is possible to offer or even to imagine. Is it possible to offer or even imagine a purer kind of prayer than that which shows mercy to one's torturers by making intercession for them? It was thanks to this type of prayer that the frenzied persecutors who shed the blood of our Redeemer drank it afterwards in faith and proclaimed him to be the Son of God. The text goes on fittingly to speak of Christ's blood. Earth, do not cover over my blood. Do not let my cry find a hiding place in you. When man sinned, God had said, Earth you are, and to earth you will return. Earth does not cover over the blood of our Redeemer. For every sinner, as he drinks the blood that is the price of his redemption, offers praise and thanksgiving, and to the best of his power makes that blood known to all around him. Earth has not hidden away his blood, for Holy Church has preached in every corner of the world the mystery of its redemption. Notice what follows. Do not let my cry find a hiding place in you. The blood that is drunk, the blood of redemption, is itself the cry of our Redeemer. Paul speaks of the sprinkled blood that calls out more elegantly than that of Abel. Of Abel's blood, Scripture had written, The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the earth. The blood of Jesus calls out more elegantly than Abel's, for the blood of Abel asked for the death of Cain, the fratricide, while the blood of the Lord has asked for and obtained life for all his persecutors. If the sacrament of the Lord's passion is to work its effects in us, we must imitate what we receive and proclaim to mankind what we revere. The cry of the Lord finds a hiding place in us if our lips fail to speak of this, though our hearts believe in it, so that his cry may not lie concealed in us. It remains for us all, even in his own measure, to make known to those around us the mystery of our new life in Christ. Responsory prayer. O Lord, the blood of your Son, our brother, cries out to you from the earth. Blessed the earth that drank in the blood of the Redeemer. The blood he shed is more elegant than the blood of Abel. Blessed the earth that drank in the blood of the Redeemer. And we're going to move forward into evening prayer with some more psalms. We also had another powerful psalm of Christ's passion, Psalm 22, that I would have preferred to pray, but it was in daytime, not evening prayer. So you can look up Psalm 22 if you want later and pray it as well. Jesus prays part of this psalm in the famous cry from the cross as he's dying. Great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. Psalm 135, praise for the wonderful things God does for us. Praise the name of the Lord, praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our God is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, kings in their splendor he slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Cana. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, as once you saved a people, from the kingdoms of wicked nations in the land. Save us from the devil and from legions of demons, attacking and destroying, disintegrating our culture and our world. Teach us to know your goodness, Father, and to praise you more often for who you are, for what you've done, how you've manifested your love in history and in our world. Hail Mary, full of grace, in our lives too. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. House of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing psalms to him, for he is merciful. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people. The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear him, bless the Lord. From Zion, may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. House of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing psalms to him, for he is merciful. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Our last prayer is actually two verses from the book of Revelation. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. I have a short reading. I think I'll take the gospel reading, but let's see what the reading is. Short reading from the Liturgy of the Hours is from the book of James. Declare your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may find healing. The fervent petition of a holy man is powerful indeed. My brothers, the case may arise among you of someone straying from the truth and of another bringing him back. Remember this, the person who brings a sinner back from his way will save his soul from death and cancel a multitude of sins. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. It is far more important to love your neighbor as yourself than to offer sacrifice, is the verse introducing the antiphon introducing the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. It is far more important to love your neighbor as yourself than to offer sacrifice. The Lord Jesus sanctified his people with his blood. Let us cry out to him, Lord, have mercy on your people. Loving Redeemer, through your passion, teach us self-denial, Strengthen us against evil and adversity, and increase our hope, and so make us ready to celebrate your resurrection. Grant that Christians, as your prophets, may make you known in every place, and bear witness to you with living faith and hope and love. Give your strength to all in distress, and help us to raise them up through your loving concern. Teach the faithful to see your passion in their sufferings, and to show to others your power to save. We're going to pray for Henry's needs and intentions. Pray to the Lord. We pray for Bill's needs and intentions. We pray for Julia's needs and intentions. Pray for Father Rob's needs and intentions, and Father Jim's needs and intentions, and for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, going through this difficult medical journey. Author of life, remember those who have passed from this world. Grant them the glory of your risen life. And with that, we gather our prayers into one with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Merciful Father, fill our hearts with your love, and keep us faithful to the gospel of Christ. Give us the grace to rise above our human weaknesses. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us also pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which is very important intentions this month, for broken families and families in crisis, which is actually a bigger group than broken families. And we pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Lifting our prayers again to the Father, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We also offer plenary indulgence for whatever intention, either for ourselves or for other soul in post-mortem purification. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've explained that before, what that a blessing from the Church, that sacramental actually is.